Matthew chapter 9, beginning at verse 27. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him. Doesn't tell us how blind men followed him. I'm assuming they had help. Crying and saying, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on us." And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" So they must have spoken. And they said unto him, "Yea, Lord." Then touched he their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it unto you." And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, "See that no man know it." But when they were gone out, departed, they spread abroad his fame through all of the country. And as they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil, a man who couldn't speak because of a spiritual possession. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb man spake. And the multitudes marveled, saying, "It was never so seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He casteth out devils through the prince of devils." And Jesus went about all of the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease, how wonderful, among the people. And when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into," notice, "his harvest." We have Matthew now building a bridge to chapter 10, where the disciples, the apostles, are chosen and sent out.